Well, unfortunately, it was another loss to the Waratahs. It was always going to be a tough campaign against the Crusaders, 41-22. No Bernard Foley joins us now. Bernard, good morning to you, mate. An update on your health this week.
Good morning, lads. Yeah, it was disappointing to miss last week, but the pleasing thing was the back end of last week, I was able to do a lot more. The strength and conditioning coaches put me through a lot more, and I pulled up quite well. So, fingers crossed, I'll be playing Friday night.
Oh, that would be so exciting, mate. And what? How? When would you expect to be full training with the side?
Well, I did a sort of a limited training with them last week, and you know, try to be involved as much as possible. And then this week, hopefully, you know, from today, we'll have an assessment and then do maybe some contact leading into this weekend.
It was close. I mean, the scoreline looks really bad, 41-22. But I said on Monday you were close enough, if good enough, at the back end of the game. But being harsh, the Waratahs just weren't good enough against the Crusaders.
Yeah, it's something we really just reviewed yesterday, was the missed opportunities, you know, and how those really big moments towards that back end of that second half, and about the 70th minute, 65th minute, the team were right in it. They had the pressure and they had the momentum, and had the pressure on the Crusaders, and we probably just lost those big minutes at crucial times that allowed them to get a bit of momentum back into it, and then they ran away with it with a couple of late tries. But I think it was exciting to see a few of the young guys, you know, not overawed by the occasion and really fighting up against the quality Crusaders team, and we're quite disappointed we didn't get come away with the win.
Yeah, no, absolutely. How did things turn around quickly, mate? I mean, obviously, that's exactly what needs to happen.
Yeah, I think, well, how we reviewed it is the things that we're disappointed about was sort of the execution of our strategy, and, you know, our intent, and the things that we can fix, and the things that, as a team, we've probably let ourselves down in, and, you know, we know the answer to getting that right. This week, it's a short week. It's a, you know, we only train twice. Leading into the Hurricanes, which is going to be a great test for us on Friday night. So I think the exciting thing is that that all the problems are in our control, and we can look forward to making amends.
Mate, 11 games against Kiwi sides for the Aussies, 11 losses. Is it a physical thing? Is it a mental thing? Or is it they're just too good?
Yeah, it doesn't read well, does it? I think, you know, they're they're good teams, the Kiwi teams. Yeah, they're the best team in the world, and it's the All Blacks. So, and they will feed into it. So, I think for the Aussie teams at the moment, we're being sort of outplayed or just losing those big moments. We in the crucial times, they're able to score an easy try or get points on the board, which sort of just holds our momentum. So, I think for us, it's really playing those 80 minutes of games. Those teams, they can hurt you in the first minute or in the 80th, and that's probably something that we've probably struggled with.
Yeah, well, their attacking prowess, mate, 247 points this season, conceding 79, so all departments have to improve against that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I think they've just got a great ability or nous to wanting to attack and wanting to keep playing rugby. I think that's not something Australians can probably can take out of it, is, you know, that ability or willingness to just keep attacking and not getting that unsatisfied feeling if the points don't come. I think it's something we can continue to work on.
Yeah, very much so. And you look at it, Queensland Reds have now lost 5 in a row, mate. They went down 34-15 to the Hurricanes, who you take on over there in Wellington. So they'll be full of confidence after that, the Hurricanes, as if they need it, by the way.
Yeah, well, I thought the Reds, you know, showed a lot more intent, and, you know, played quite an expansive game. They were definitely in the game with midway through that second half. So I think the long journey there, they've just come back from South Africa and Argentina. So I think that's sort of a few weary bodies, and it caught up with them. But, you know, I think they did show times where, you know, they really competed well with the Hurricanes and really tested them with their attack. So that's something we've looked at, and we'll taking a plan into Friday night, into nullifying, as you said, their attacking prowess.
Now, Bernard, we're always looking for positives in the world of sport.
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is, mate, you're second in the Aussie Conference, only 3 behind the Brumbies.
Exactly right. And that's how we look at it. You know, we've got to go out and win every game. But the matter is everyone's still alive in chasing the Brumbies. And the way this system is set up, the conference final, you know, you've just got to win your conference. So I think it's going to be a tightly fought battle, especially amongst all the Australian sides.
Mate, we wish you all the best and good luck with that. So hopefully you've turned the corner as far as the concussion is concerned, and we're desperate to get you out there against the Hurricanes.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Bernard Foley joining us, the Wallabies 5/8, also the Waratahs 5/8. Simple fact of the matter, they've only won one game without him. They desperately need him. They look like a different side. They play so much more direct when Bernard Foley is out there. He gives them that guidance on that football field. So they've had the two wins. The Brumbies have had the two wins, as Slats mentioned. They're on 11 points, the Brumbies. The Waratahs are on 8 points after two wins from six matches played.